Greetings, dear ones. I am Cryon of Magnetic Service. There are many listening to this besides those in front of me. And for some of you, you may hear the sound of the rain. It means something. For Gaia is here in this precious place, which is on the island of Kauai, but more than that. A place that is dedicated to the spirit of a human being. All human beings. Not just dedicated, but cultivated for the beauty of Gaia. And the rain which you hear now is the constant watering of it so that it would flourish and grow, a symbol of what is happening here. The rain represents the knowledge that God gives to every single human being about truth. It waters the seeds of this which our consciousness can manifest. It begs the seeds to germinate. And it says, bring it on. For Gaia is here in full force, giving us information. Let the rain at this moment be a symbol to you that there are no accidents, and there is a metaphysical and metaphoric message in all things. No accidents. Dear ones, as you sit here, as you listen to this, I want to remind you where you are. You are in a place that has been dedicated to the growth of the human spirit. The knowledge that is here would say that every single human on the planet is born with a magnificent seed inside, a seed that is waiting for the nourishment of Gaia. The three R's are here. The man who planned all of this, who channeled the information here, Guru Deva, actually channeled the message that this is Lemuria. Great Hindu master, representing a belief system which is one of the original ones that were intuitive on the planet Earth. What do you think of that? What did humans think about first before organization? What was their doctrine first before perhaps modern doctrines would change it? It was this, that humanity was here on purpose, that humanity had a chance to ascend, that humanity went through lifetime after lifetime after lifetime. This is original thought. You sit in a temple, the grounds of a temple, dedicated to the Lemurian spark. This is what Guru Deva had. The Lemurian spark hit him, and he knew. He actually channeled and wrote the book, The Lemurian Scrolls, the best he had with the information he had. This is what happened. This is what humanity is about. It is what we teach. Listen to it. Respect. Respect Gaia. As Gaia answers the question, are you there? Is this important? Why is it you let us walk through the grounds without a drop of rain, where the sun came out so hot, perhaps you had to cover your head, just in time to come here under the shelter where you'd let go. You think that's an accident? It's a blessing. It's Gaia smiling on you, saying you're in the right place at the right time. Respect what happened here. And all the seeming accidents and the synchronicity that would put together a place like this. No accident. You sit here in a spiritual place, holy ground, meant to be. Appreciate it. Respect it. Dear ones, do you remember anything you see here? Has it affected you a little or a lot? It's a funny thing about Lemurians. Once a Lemurian, you always want to return to a spiritual attribute, perhaps a teacher. You're born with this. How many of you remember wearing the color of the Swami? How many of you, perhaps in other cultures, sought this kind of information, became one who would dedicate yourself and live alone? How many of you called yourself shaman, which would be in another culture doing the same thing? Respecting spirit Gaia so much that you'd sign off on being normal in regular culture in order to teach and meditate. I want you to remember, but that is an attribute of a Lemurian. How many of you were here on this mountain before any of this? If this affected you, I will tell you this, you're remembering it. And it can hit you hard because it opens a door that you didn't know you had. A door of an allowance to look upon these things, the statues, the beliefs, the man in orange, and see God inside. It gives you an allowance to wipe away what they would say is the boxes of belief on the planet and open your heart to understand that there are no boxes with God. This place smiles upon you now. The third R, finally. What do you realize today in this place? After spending time with the Swami, of seeing truly who he is and seeing God in him. This is the invitation to realize the Lemurian spark. To go differently than you came because you saw some things you didn't expect. Perhaps it will recalibrate that which is your consciousness of your culture. Perhaps you will go home a different person because you were here on this land. And if you do, and if you are one of these, I tell you that the original one who put this together had the vision of you sitting here one day. Opening a door of realization that you're not born dirty. You're born magnificent, and you can go from there. And you can become that which you wish and finally see that which is magnificent within. This we hold the same as those who wear the colors in this place and have dedicated their lives. This is a truth that is universal. Universal. Do you realize it today? And if so, what are you going to do with it? It epitomizes the Lemurian spark that is here. Take it all in. What has transpired here, the timing of it, what has been said, and go from this place different than you came. That was the plan of those who built it. And so it is.